Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Today is the 12th of April 2019. Let's get to the news. Chennai Super Kings recorded their sixth win from seven games after defeating Rajasthan Royals on Thursday. CSK won off the very last ball after messing up what should have been an easy chase of a modest target. Mitchell Santner's last ball six sealed the win in a dramatic final over in which Chennai needed 18 runs. The last over also saw a very rare public outburst by MS Dhoni against an umpire. A clear waist-high no-ball to Santner was ruled out by umpire Ulhas Kandhe. That prompted an unusually angry Dhoni to enter the ground and verbally lash out as Gandhe before leg umpire Bruce Oxenford calmed him and sent him back. Rajasthan bowled and fielded well early on to nearly pull off an unexpected win. Dhaval Kulkarni bowled a perfect outswinger that squared up Shane Watson while Suresh Raina was run out by a direct throw. The reliable Faf du Plessis was also dismissed when Rahul Tripathi took a good catch at the deep mid-wicket boundary of Jaydev Unadkat's bowling to reduce CSK to 15 for 3. Kedar Jadhav had made just one run when an airborne Ben Stokes pulled off an incredible catch at backward point of Jofra Archer's bowling to send the all-rounder back. With CSK at 24 for 4, Dhoni walked in to face two young spinners, Shreyas Gopal and Riyan Parag, bowling well in tandem. He launched into their bowling, hitting them for a 6 each as Raidu rotated the strike without fuss. Their 50-run stand for the 5th wicket came in 42 balls as Dhoni deposited Gopal into the stands for his third 6. Dhoni was bowled by Stokes on the third ball of the final over after making 58 from 43 balls, but a bespectacled Santner hit a 6 off the last ball to see his side home. Earlier, CSK produced another disciplined bowling effort to restrict Rajasthan Royals to 151 for 7 in 20 overs. Joss Butler hit a flurry of boundaries, making 23 off 10 balls, but none of the other Rajasthan batsmen put up a fight. Royal skipper Ajinkya Rahane failed once again, making just 14 runs before seamer Deepak Chahar trapped him leg before. CSK skipper Dhoni's immaculate reading of the track once again helped the defending champions dominate the proceedings in the first half as the hosts looked set for another subpar total. The spin duo Ravindra Jadeja and Mitchell Santner claimed 3 wickets between them and slowed down Rajasthan's batsmen comfortably. Rajasthan's batting saw as many as 42 dot balls. Fortunately for them, a spinner Shreyas Gopal struck a few meaty blows, making 19 of 7 balls to take the score past 150. Commonwealth Games bronze medalist Pinky Rani and reigning youth world champion Sakshi assured India of 2 more medals at the Cologne Boxing World Cup after they qualified in contrasting styles for the semi-finals on Thursday. Continuing her impeccable form, India Open gold medalist Pinky Rani put on another dominating performance to blank Thailand's Phumsang Kahiranchaya 5-0 in the quarterfinal bout. 18-year-old Sakshi had a more challenging contest, facing stiff resistance from Cecile Kell of Denmark. The Indian had to dig deep to save off the Danes' challenge before she won by a split decision on points. Pinky is competing in the 51-kilogram category, while Sakshi is participating in the 57-kilogram category. The Indian contingent is already assured of a silver medal as well as a bronze after Meena Kumari Mesnam and Puilao Basumatari reached the final and semi-finals in the 54kg and 64kg, respectively. India has sent a 7-member team to this prestigious European event following a healthy haul of 6 medals from the erstwhile Chemistry Cup held at Halle last year. 21 nations are competing across 17 weight categories at this tournament, which will help elite boxers hone their skills ahead of the World Championships later this year. An update from the NBA now. The last spot in the NBA playoffs went to the Detroit Pistons last night. Their reward? A series against MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. The drama of the regular season stretched all the way to the very end of the regular season, with 7 of the 8 first-round playoff matchups not being clinched until the final night was in the books. The last 3 of them, out west, going down to literally the final moments. Two-time defending champions Golden State Warriors will start their quest for a 4th title in 5 years against the Los Angeles Clippers. Warriors star Kevin Durant said, and I quote, "It's not going to be as easy as people think it is," unquote. The first round games in all 8 series will be played starting this weekend. The second round cannot begin until the 27th of April at the earliest. The conference finals are unlikely to start before the 12th of May, and the NBA finals will start on the 30th of May. The only matchup in the NBA that was set before Wednesday night was number 4 Boston against number 5 Indiana. Everything else, just like all the West matchups, fell into place during Game 82 on Wednesday.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.